From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's been good to see that amateurs have been sitting assessments and moving on to new areas of exploration. I've noticed a number of people advising success in recent sittings, and some have had their new call signs listed. Congratulations to these people, and I hope you will get the enjoyment and fulfilment that the new modes and bands offer. Of course, one advantage of a higher amateur qualification is that experimentation can move from the bench and onto the air. The ways in which we can apply our knowledge are so many that we couldn't easily list them quickly. But when you think about it, they fall into a few areas. Once, because of necessity, the main way of expanding one station was by construction, and magazines and journals abounded to help you complete projects. It was the building up the skills to build and the self-education that people achieved that added spice to the art of home brewing. If we think about the scope of electronics, communications and amateur radio, we still see large areas for home construction, such as in digital TV, microwave and moon bounce. Also, at the low power, the QRP end of the hobby, many people are demonstrating what can be done on breadboards and flea power. At the various adaptions, such as the RTL dongles, SDRs and Arduino, and other boards available from commercial sources, then there is a plethora of things to use in growing our amateur radio experience. Coding has become a recent buzzword, but the software side of the hobby is a whole area for experimentation. How we apply these things is limited only by imagination. It is when a few people want to progress specific areas that more enthusiasm and experimentation can grow. Does your club have an experimental focus? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.